One guy who's hoping to hear his name be called. We go to the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans hotline. He is Connor Williams of Texas. He joins us here on Pushing the Odds. Connor, Matt Peralt, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for the time today. And if you could you just sort of walk us through what this process has been like and what the lead up to the draft has been like for you?
Yes. First off, thank you for having me. And pretty much the past 3 months have been a job interview, and it's been meeting with teams, seeing if the player's the right fit for them, and if they're the right fit for us. And overall, it's just been visiting, working out with teams. And so this past week's more sitting back, we put all the work in. It's time to sit back, enjoy, and get our name called.
Well, tell us a little bit about what you're doing with Gillette in the P&G VIP style lounge as you get ready for tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm. So Gillette was I was fortunate enough to be reached out by Gillette and have me and my father and have us in the lounge to share the big day together, get us ready for the draft. And I actually received a customized 3D printed razor from Gillette with my name on it, as well as one for my dad. And so it's been a good experience for me and my dad in the lounge.
Very cool. Got to look sharp for tomorrow night for sure. All right, so you, as a guy going into your year last year with Texas, you were an All-American 2015, 2016, and then the knee injury. How difficult was that for you last year, given that you had a new coaching staff come in? Coach Herman had a lot of excitement to what was happening at Texas, but unfortunately your knee injury kind of took you out of commission for most of last year.
Yes, there was a lot of momentum going into the season, and then the knee injury was definitely a big setback. You know, it was something I had to overcome, and did so. Came back the last two games, and it didn't go as expected for the season, but still felt like we progressed through the year, and I feel like we have a good team coming into next year.
Absolutely. You know, in terms of Texas football, being a Texas kid, what was that like to play for the Burnt Orange?
I mean, it was amazing. I mean, whenever somebody asked me why I picked Texas, I mean, all I had to say was it's the University of Texas. I mean, the academics, the athletics, all of it, everything about it. It's just the most you could ask for in an opportunity.
I met Coach Herman when he was the offensive coordinator at Iowa State, and to watch his progression going to Houston and then finally going to Austin has been truly remarkable. Was there a moment that you had with Coach Herman where you realized that, okay, this guy's the guy to turn around Texas football and the program's in good shape?
I would say what really stood out was the first meeting. He walked in and some guys were leaning back, some guys had their feet up and stuff, and he came in and right off the bat said, hey, like, yelled at us, get our feet down, look up straight, no talking, take notes, and just really getting in the program in shape, and I think that's what started it.
So it was the level of respect that he commanded early on?
Yeah, definitely.
I'm really excited for the players and the recruiting for Texas and Coach Herman to be able to get guys like you to commit to Texas and to keep the state players, the great talent Texas has, going to UT. Do you feel like in high school football that Texas football now is going to be the destination for a lot of these top recruits like you were?
I believe so, and I believe they'll see the program transforming and be excited about it and be happy to be on board and be part of that change.
Talking to Connor Williams here on Pushing the Odds. So, Connor, tomorrow, what are you expecting? I mean, your name is expected to be called in the first round. Do you have any idea as to, have teams told you that if you're available at our pick, we're going to take you?
A couple teams, but based off the teams moving up, teams moving down, and all this, you really don't know. It's all up in the air come draft day.
So, tomorrow, what's the plan for you? How do you handle the first round of the draft?
I mean, me and my family, I mean, we talked about it. We're just going to take it calm and cool. I put in all the work I've needed to. Now this is the part where I can enjoy it and just be calm and just wait for the name and just enjoy all of it.
And hang out with Gillette, right, in their P&G VIP style lounge?
Exactly.
Connor, thank you for the time. Best of luck tomorrow night. Hopefully your name gets called early.
Thank you. Take care.
That is Connor Williams on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans hotline. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Love the story about Coach Herman coming in right away.